opening the sketchbook for comic relief. Stop freaking laughing. This is a serious business. Get your requests in now by visiting the chat box or going to the Popcorn Radio group. Tonight at 1 a.m. on oneradio.org, it's a second chance to pick your own sketches. Our sketchbook goes live for comic relief. Your weather for the last hours of the comic relief night into the early hours of Saturday morning. It looks like it's going to be a slightly drizzly night for some parts of the United Kingdom. However, the temperatures will be mild. They'll be between 6 and 9 degrees as we progress through the early hours. As we go into Saturday, the rain is largely going to be found in the north part of the United Kingdom. However, as we progress into the afternoon, things should get a little drier. That's your weather.
Weather. Popcorn News. You're entertained. Popcorn News.
Negotiations between Google's video streaming site YouTube and the UK-based PRS Performance Rights Society have broken down in the UK. It means that YouTube's UK viewers will now lose access to many music videos and other video clips that contain copyrighted music on the YouTube site. YouTube has said that the PRS were demanding too much money for each play of a video for it to be sustainable for them based on the advertising levels that they currently get on the site. It means that a great deal of music content won't be viewable on YouTube in the UK for now. However, viewers in the UK can get round the restrictions on the site by using foreign-based proxy servers. Attempting to view the content in dispute now on the YouTube site in the UK will bring up a "this video is not available in your country" message. Popcorn News.
Popcorn News. You're entertained first.
Local and online.
I listen in my car.
I listen on my computer after a hard day's tractoring.
Local and online.
STR Radio.
The best of both worlds. Listen again to Soundtrack Radio programs on soundlantern.com and myspace.com/soundtrackradio.
The word crap has a whole new meaning.
Kevin, turn that racket off.
But I'm trying to listen to this new radio station called STR.
Turn it off, or I'm coming up there.
You always do this when I listen to STR, Dad. Why did you do that for, Dad?
Because I don't want you listening to that radio station ever again. Do you hear me?
You don't want me to listen to STR? Well, listen to this.
STR, because parents don't like it. In the top stories this hour, the stock market has just crashed and it's brought down all the other stock markets with it. President Barack Obama is no longer President Barack Obama. It's now time for the weather. Your weather for Friday the 13th, the afternoon and into the evening. Well, it looks like there's going to be a thunderstorm in South Scotland. The odds of being struck there, though, are 1 in 14 million, but not today. It's Friday the 13th, and so people bring a bad luck to themselves. As a result of that, the odds are now 1 in 50, so watch yourself. Watch you don't lose your face. In the South Highlands of Scotland, it's going to be light rain and drizzle. Please watch yourselves there as well. Due to the curvaceous nature of the hills and valleys in that area, it is likely that you might suffer a rather nasty slip and fall if you're to venture outside, so I would stay locked tight in your houses in that area as well. And moving up the map here to northern Scotland, we see that there's going to be a little bit of snowfall, and the temperature is going to be a chilly minus 5 degrees. And there would be a permanent risk of frostbite if you're to wander out there. Even for 5 minutes, you could lose your hand. So I would watch yourself in that area as well. I'm not even going to read the forecast for England. Let's just say that it's a mixture of cloud, fog, a high pollen count, and a low barometric pressure. It's a sure recipe for disaster. And as a result, if you live anywhere down south, I would say lock your doors and tape over any gaps and exits with some masking tape. That's your Friday the 13th weather. And for a more detailed forecast, you can visit our website, which is located at www.weather.
STR Radio.
Gandalf tries to become an apprentice. It's Comic Relief Day now on STR Radio. And in the Sketchbook Marathon, you can pick your own sketches from the shout box on the website and the show group live during the show.
This is STR.
Opening the sketchbook for Comic Relief. Stop fucking laughing. This is a serious business. Get your requests in now by visiting the chat box or going to the Popcorn Radio group. Welcome. It's the early hours of the morning here in the UK, and Comic Relief is still waging its way on the BBC. It's going on until 3 o'clock, and on this show, I'm going on until 2 o'clock local time. I'm aware that there may be listeners in other countries. It's significantly earlier on the North American continent. It's not even dark there yet. Well, on this show, it's your show. In a minute, I'm just about to pop a link to where you can read a list of every single sketch almost that we've done over the last 2 years. And basically, if you want to listen to any of them, all you've got to do is have a look down the list, and I will simply play it. That's it. Very, very, very simple. But not only that, I've got a huge amount of music, because who doesn't these days? Everybody's got a lot of music. Well, I have. And if you want to listen to any song, then you can also do that as well. There's probably thousands and thousands and thousands of them. Now, earlier, we did this all before. It was at 6 o'clock. When we last did this, just before the main Comic Relief event started on the BBC, which was 7 o'clock, and I had about 4 or 5 people all constantly requesting. And what I had, there are 3 different donation amounts tied to 3 different sketches. And basically, if you pick one of those, by chance, I will have to donate that amount to Comic Relief. The 3 amounts are £5, £15 and £25. Earlier, I managed to get somebody picking the second highest amount. That was DJ Vacart. He picked Terry Wogan Shoots Off for Comic Relief. That meant that I had to literally go on the Comic Relief website after the show had finished at 7 o'clock, and I used PayPal to get rid of 15 quid out of my account into Comic Relief's account. So if you can find the other two, I will have to donate either £5 or £25, possibly, theoretically, up to £30 in total, extra to Comic Relief that I'll have to donate tonight. And possibly, therefore, I'll have to pay £45. So, if you're listening, come into the oneradio.org shoutbox and request a sketch. Just after I play the first sketch on this show, which isn't a request, it's just going to get played, I'll post the list, and it's on Facebook, where you can read the list. It's a bit stupid where I've put it, but hopefully you'll be able to find them, and we'll be able to get along okay. And you can do this, of course, for a whole hour, up until 2 o'clock UK time this morning. Now you can listen to Gandalf getting a right grilling off Sir Alan Sugar on this parody of The UK Apprentice.
Gandalf tries to become an apprentice. Gandalf the Grey Wizard gets a grilling from Sir Alan.
I don't believe what I'm hearing. I asked you to go out and make the perfect present for an adult female. And what did you do? You bloody bozed it. Now, wizard, your product was anything but magical. Explain to me why.
I'm so sorry, Sir Alan, but I thought the ring would be a perfect present for females. If they put them on their finger, they can be invisible. They'll have magic powers which they can cast over their husbands. I thought it would be the perfect thing.
Right, I've heard enough. You are bleeding, cut in the head. I can't believe you. You actually thought that would sell. Especially putting a ridiculous price tag like 400 £8,000. I'm not one bit surprised it didn't sell any.
If it's any consolation, Sir Alan, I'll give you a free...
Shut up! You screwed this task up. I'm sorry. You're fired.
What may I just...
Now, get out! You even forgot your bloody broomstick!
Opening the sketchbook for comic relief. Stop fucking laughing. This is a serious business. Get your requests in now by visiting the chat box or going to the Popcorn Radio group. Conundrum with Ricky Gervais.
Good afternoon and welcome to Countdown. And today our two challengers are David Brent and the other guy. Now, David, your letters.
Right, do I, like, choose the letters?
Yeah, that's what you do.
Okay, Oliver, what's that thing called, you know, like, it's not an A, but it's, like, a P.
A consonant.
Yeah, Oliver, one of them, please.
Okay, it's a T.
I'll try another one.
It's a H.
Okay, I'll try, what's the other one called again?
A vowel.
Right, I'll try a vowel, please.
Okay, it's an E.
Yeah, okay, go again.
I know.
Can I try the other one?
Another consonant coming up. It's an F.
Okay, I'll go for another consonant.
It's an F again.
I'm gonna try a vowel.
It's an I this time.
Consonant, please.
And we got a C.
Right, okay. I think I'll finish with, what were they again?
Do you want another vowel?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, it's an E.
The office. God, that looks so hard.
Okay, 30 seconds to get some words. Your time starts now.
Okay, what you want us to do is, like, make a word from the letters or, you know, a phrase. Okay, I'll just have a think.
Don't talk, please.
God, it's quite hard. Are you in the dictionary corner? You mind if I, like, borrow your dictionary? It could be, like, useful. No, why not, you little... God, I'm struggling. Do you mind if I have some more time? Okay, just give me, you know, a few seconds longer, like...
Okay, other guy, tell us your score.
I got a 9.
Excellent. What was the word?
The office.
No, I'm sorry, we can't accept that. The office is two words joined together, which is against the rules. No score. What did you get, David?
What were the letters again?
Hello and welcome to the Sketchbook Marathon live for Comic Relief. It's getting late now. However, you can do... exactly the same thing as we did before in the rather successful show that we had between 6 and 7 tonight of just simply picking whatever sketch you want. Otherwise, we'll play a list of sketches from the STR birthday show. That's what's going to be playing. Up next, because there are no requests so far, so I'm wondering whether I should have just maybe repeated the show from before, which is almost what's going to happen anyway, I'm going to be playing Ross Kemp on Trains. Now remember, it's not just sketches now, I've opened it up even further. You can pick any song that you can think of, and if I've got it, then that's what's going to come on. And there you go, a request has just come up. Although I must admit, it's going to take 30 seconds for that to get through. It's Jeff Tracy, welcome to the show, welcome to Comic Relief Sketchbook Live. And we're going to hear Gary Glitter goes to Antarctica. Oh no, you've done it now. You've done it now. This is Sketchbook Live. Now, I'm just going to give you, while I dig that out, a few more pointers on where you can get this list of sketches. If you go to Facebook, which I'm sure you go to all the time, because I know I do, what you do, you go to the Popcorn Radio group, do a search for that. Then, when you've found that group, all you need to do then... is have a look down the bottom where there are topics, and I've posted the entire list of about 80 to 90 sketches in there. And all you've got to do then is type what you want in the oneradio.org shout box. It's as simple as that. Right, I'm going to get Glitter Goes South on for Jeff Tracy, and then we're going to be playing Ross Kemp on Trains unless we get another request. I would also like to say that the amount of requests for sketches that you get is unlimited. There's no limit on it. You can just keep hitting me with title after title. I won't mind. In fact, it makes my job a whole lot easier.
Best news.
Gary Glitter, the ex-singer who is now once again known by his original name of Paul Gadd, has been rendered homeless. This morning, authorities in Thailand forcefully kicked his posterior onto a plane bound for the UK. However, when he arrived at Heathrow Terminal, five angry protesters reportedly blocked his exit from the airport, and he allegedly then went and booked tickets for Antarctica, which is the only country, and it's not a country, that's allowing him access. We sent our Antarctica correspondent to the icy southern continent. He saw Gad arrive at McMurdo Station. He saw the celebrity get out of the plane, put an extra jumper on, then another one, then another one. He then reputedly saw a colony of penguins running in the opposite direction. But a polar bear seemed happy to track him down. More later in the show. Part 2. Our reporter is just coming through now live from Antarctica, and Gad is with him. We will be hiding Gary Glitter's voice to protect his identity. Good evening, Gad. We've been expecting you, Mr. Gad. When you were on the plane, what did you have for dinner? We have a right to know.
No comment.
Don't shut us out, Mr. Gad. How are you finding it down here?
Why don't you just f*** off? I'm not going to tell you how I feel. It's freaking cold, what do you expect? It's Antarctica. I had Kellogg's cornflakes for breakfast this morning, now once again, off.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gad, for your comments. Now why don't you tell us why you like penguins? For reasons of taste, we will now cut this interview off. Thank you very much, Gary Glitter there. We have just been informed by an estate agent in Antarctica that Gary Glitter is planning to stay there permanently. He is going to stay in a house with some penguins.
Best news.
Sketchbook.
Ross Kemp on trains.
We're recording. Hello, I'm Ross Kemp on trains. And I'm on the verge next to a busy railway line, filming and viewing trains through my binoculars. Yep, there's the 1047 to Euston. There's the 1105 to Manchester Piccadilly. Oh, what a beauty. It's a vast world out there. You've got to be on your toes with your binoculars as trains come past at deathly speeds of almost 200 kilometres an hour. Right, I've spent 46 hours in the same spot. I'm going to now move down the track to try and get a better view. This is a level crossing. And I'm going to leave my car, which is a Mini, parked here. Okay, I've just locked up the car. It's parked on a level crossing. Now, I'm going to go up this hill and film from the bridge.
More later in the show. Sketchbook.
Ross Kemp on trains.
Part 2.
Wahoo! I'm just catching 1136 now to New Street. Right, I'm now going to turn to the southbound side to see if I can get any northbound services with my binoculars. And it seems that... Oh! My car! My car! Whoa! I thought we'd be perfectly safe on the level crossing! What am I doing? Oh, it's nothing more than a f***ing wreck. God! My grandmother gave it to me, and she got it from her mother. But don't worry, it gives me the perfect chance to film the train as it's crashed. Alright, I'm now waiting for the 1154 to Glasgow.
There is...
Ish, there's four cops after me.
Oh, come back here.
Right, I'm out of here. Crap, I don't have a car. Wait, I've got a better idea. I'll jump on the next train that passes under this bridge and hang on for dear life. Yeah, that'll work. It'll be difficult, but I think I can do it. Right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Drop it out! Now I see why our channel's better than version 1.
Ross Kemp on Trains was by Axe Productions and Adventures in Audio.
This is Comic Relief, and it's live tonight for this late Friday night going into the early hours of what is Saturday morning here in the United Kingdom. Well, it's completely your show tonight. Have a look at Facebook, and have a look at the Popcorn Radio group, and have a look at the list of sketches that you can pick from. In fact, it's not only that. If there is a song that I have, because I have tons and tons of songs, because I've got nothing better to do than download all the day and night, then I'll play that as well in this late edition of the Comic Relief Sketchbook Marathon. And also, I'd just like to say that there are 3 donation amounts to Comic Relief, that if you can pick a corresponding sketch that I've associated with one of the 3 amounts, then I'll have to get out my wallet as it were, online, and I'll have to donate. Now, Vakart, earlier, in the earlier show between 6 and 7, he managed to get one of the amounts, the middle amount of £15, which was for Terry Wogan's shoot-off for Comic Relief. The £5 and £25 sketch still hasn't been found, so if you want to have a look through that list, you might just find it, and therefore you can, by interactivity, cost me money. We've just got a bit of interactivity right now. It's a request for Maximus versus Coronation Street. That's coming right up, and there's a request held over from the last show from Floppy to come as well. And that will be Adam Hart Davis doing his taxes at Christmas. You're listening to the live Comic Relief Sketchbook Marathon between the incredibly insane late hours of 1 through until 2 in the morning. Now I'm just going to dig out that Maximus sketch, because really, it is live, and I'm here. Just to mention, of course, you can have any songs or just anything that you want. You know, if it was possible for me to go out and get fast food for you from a restaurant and send it to you, you know, by interactivity, I'd do that. I'm just being as generous as I possibly can. Okay. Okay, we're going to start with the Adam Hart Davis one, and then we're going to go for Maximus in Coronation Street. It's the Comic Relief Sketchbook Marathon. Adam Hart Davis. Christmas doesn't have to be taxing.
Hello, I'm Adam Hart Davis, and I'm having a glorious Christmas day in my English castle. Now, I've spent all day filling out tax returns. I've never had so much fun, and I'm serious! Apart from that time, of course, when my benefits were taken away. And after all that, I'm feeling a little bit tired. So if you don't mind, the time is 8:30, I think I'll go to bed. It's been so much better than Christmas Eve, where I was reading The Guardian and got cross. Especially when I couldn't do the crossword. It made me angry. And on New Year's Eve, I've got quite a bit of a pressing matter to sort out. The lamp in my local street is just a bit too bright for me. So I'm going to write a stiff letter to the council and complain about it. And I can tell you, self-assessment. Tox doesn't have to be tox.
Opening the sketchbook for Comic Relief. Stop frickin' laughing. This is a serious business. Get your requests in now by visiting the chat box or going to the Popcorn Radio group.
See you later, Vera. Hello, mate. What do you want?
Greetings. I'm Maximus Decimus Meridius, and I must consume some meat before I can continue my quest to ancient Rome.
Yeah, my name's Ashley. I run my late father's butchers, and I got all the meat you want, fella. Just tell us the one and I'll get it for you.
Affirmative.
So what will it be, then?
That one over there will suffice.
How many do you want?
I am one man. One will be enough.
There you go, mate. That'll be £3.90.
I cannot interpret what you just said.
It'll be £3.90, fella. Have you got it?
I have 28 denarii. I hope this will be acknowledgeable.
Listen, I don't take any of this euro shit.
This coin is a denarius.
I only take pound sterling, not this crap you got here. Oh, listen, lad, I'm going to Rovers. I'm supposed to shop for lunch 5 minutes ago, so I'll just give you them for free. Just have it.
Thank you. You've been a great servant to a Roman.
Whatever.
Yes, this looks like fresh blood.
All right, just one tetley, please, Betty. Hi, Tyrone. Well, yeah, I didn't have too many this morning. I had Vera, Rita, Audrey, Maria, and this weird guy dressed in a Roman suit. So all in all, quite an ordinary day.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Well, that's what it is. Mostly celebrity sketchbook sketches. Well, looks like the room is starting to liven up. We've got Rodders in there, Jeff Tracy, Planet Texas, and of course me, because I've got to be there. And I just said that you can request any sketch whatsoever, even if, as many as you want, and even if it's just been played on the show. That's exactly what's happened with Ross Kemp. It was on less than 5 minutes ago. But it's going to be on again, because it's your show and you can do exactly what you want. So coming up in less than a few seconds, it's going to be Ross Kemp on Trains, and Paul McCartney Illegally Downloads is coming up for the hospital radio patient. Believe it or not, that was also requested in the last show. So we're going to be getting some sort of picture of the popularity of some of these sketches by doing things like this. It's the Comic Relief Sketchbook Marathon, live, that you're listening to in the early hours of the morning.
Ross Kemp on Triumph.
We're recording. Hello, I'm Ross Kemp, on trains, and I'm on the verge, next to a busy railway line, filming and viewing trains through my binoculars. Yep, there's the 1047 to Euston. There's the 1105 to Manchester Piccadilly. Oh, what a beauty. It's a vast world out there. You've got to be on your toes with your binoculars as trains come past at deathly speeds of almost 200 kilometres an hour. Right, I've spent 46 hours in the same spot. I'm going to now move down the track to try and get a better view. This is a level crossing. And I'm going to leave my car, which is a Mini, parked here. Okay, I've just locked up the car. It's parked on the level crossing. Now, I'm going to go up this hill and film from the bridge.
More later in the show.
Ross Kemp on Trains, Part 2.
Wahoo! I'm just catching an M36 now to New Street. Right, I'm now going to turn to the southbound side to see if I can get any northbound services with my binoculars. And it seems that... My car! Whoa! I thought we'd be perfectly safe on the level crossing! What am I doing? Oh, it's nothing more than a f***ing wreck. God! My grandmother gave it to me, and she got it from her mother. But don't worry, it gives me the perfect chance to film the train as it's crashed. Alright, I'm now waiting for the 1154 to Glasgow.
There is...
Ish? There's four cops after me.
Come back here!
Right, I'm out of here. Crap, I don't have a car. Wait, I've got a better idea. I'll jump on the next train that passes under this bridge and hang on for dear life. Yeah, that'll work. It'll be difficult, but I think I can do it. Right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Drum it out! Now I see why our channel's better than Virgin One.
Ross Kemp on Trains was by Axe Productions and Adventures in Audio. Opening the sketchbook for Comic Relief.
Stop fucking laughing. This is a serious business. So within the space of 10 minutes, we play the same sketch twice. But of course, even if you want to play it again, you can. It is simply your show. Have a look down that list on the Facebook group for this show, Popcorn Radio, and you'll see the list there. And don't forget, there are two sketches, which, if you find them and ask for them, I will have to donate either £5 or £25 to the Comic Relief charity. It's your chance, and probably the only chance you're going to get in 2009, to cost me money. Well, unfortunately, Best News Paul McCartney Downloads wasn't one of them, and it was requested in the last show. See if you can hit another one of those. It's the Comic Relief Sketchbook Marathon Live. What a liability this could be. It's Best News. Sir Paul McCartney has found himself appearing in Los Angeles County Court, accused of downloading one of his own songs. He sold the great hits of the Beatles that he had penned in the 60s to none other than Michael Jackson, who has now recently found himself short of money. So when Jacko's lawyers found that Sir Paul's IP address was downloading one of his own songs on LimeWire, they decided to litigate. This is what the judge had to say.
Mr. McCartney, I sentence you to $3 million in damages.
Later, we caught up with McCartney in his own home.
When I couldn't get my iPod to work, I needed some help. So when iTunes didn't work, I downloaded the song off LimeWire. It's a great program, kids, by the way.
So there you have it. A small county court judge has made a tiny little dent in Paul McCartney's wealth for 20 of his own songs that he illegally downloaded. Best New Celebrity.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Best News.
Hello, and welcome to Best News. Michael Jackson has this morning made a shock announcement that he's quitting music. He last quit music in 2002, and since then he hasn't made any more music until the announcement this morning that he's now quitting music again. So, Jacko, what has been behind your decision to quit music?
You know, I had so many hits in the 80s that I was stupid.
and you know, I never want to have a hit again. Because you know, I've been down that road before, and it's painful, man, and you know.
More later in the show.
Best news.
Part 2. So if you're quitting music, then why did you make this announcement this week that you're to play London's O2 Arena?
Actually, I'm just playing the one, you know. You know, we got this big screen and an impressionist to do the other 9. And you know, in that first show, I'm just going to sing along and I'm not doing any dance moves. Signature can do them for me.
Well, thanks very much for appearing, Michael Jacko.
Yeah, I gotta go, you know. I got a meeting with a real estate man to buy back Neverland.
Thrilling news. Thanks to Michael Jacko there.
Billy Jean is not my lover.
Brilliant singing, but stop it. I'm going to have to ask you respectfully not to sing your songs in this studio because we don't hold the relevant copyright licenses, so could you please put a zip over your mouth, metaphorically, as it were?
Okay, maybe I'll edit my song slightly. I'll sing it in a different way.
No, don't even do that.
No, but it'll take advantage. It'll get past copyright issues.
Sequineno 2040, say what the earth.
Michael Jackson?
Shh. Cough. You know, I own the Beatles, so why can't I sing my own music?
Well, you can't hear. Now, could you please leave and give me your autograph before someone makes you do it?
What have we done to the world? Look what we've done.
Get out!
Best news.
Opening the sketchbook for comic relief. Stop frickin' laughing. This is a serious business. Get your requests in now by visiting the chat box or going to the Popcorn Radio group. And that's exactly what you're doing for this Friday night. You're getting your requests in and one has just come in. It's for the X Factor. Well, no matter how many shows you've seen and no matter how many performances you've seen, I don't think you're going to get one worse than this one. The sketch is called Simon Cowell versus Barlow Gary, and I've got a feeling the requester has something to do with somebody whose initials are GT. It's a sort of intuition that I have.
Hello, guys. Hi, Simon.
Good afternoon, sir. And what's your name?
I'm Gary, and I believe I've got the X Factor to go all the way this year.
That is a brilliant attitude. Tell us what song you're going to sing for us today.
Alright, I'm going to sing Robbie Williams' Bar Angels.
Great. I see you brought your guitar with you as well.
Yeah, I have.
Well, that's a novelty.
I've been playing since yesterday, and I learned to sing this morning.
Okay, fire away when ready.
And throwing on... And...
Now, don't be nervous. This is just a TV show going out to 10 million people.
And throwing on... Protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong, and down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that love won't break me, when it comes to call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead.
Okay, stop there. Stop there. Bill, that was pathetic. It's a no from me. And I don't even have to ask my fellow judges.
Hey, Simon, you could have at least let me finish it.
I've got to be honest with you. If I'd let you finish that song, ITV would have had a massive bill for the windows. And me and my judges' heads probably would have exploded. So, in summary... Yes. I ask you nicely to fuck off and let the next contestant come in.
Opening the sketchbook for comic relief.
Oh, why no, Scoob? I wanted a McChicken Royale with a milkshake.
I want bigger.
Oh, I know you want Big Mac, but I haven't got the money.
What?
It's from a McDonald.
You know, I wouldn't be dressed up like this if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Let's go to Burger King. They're better.
Well, that's what you might call short and sweet. I think these sketches range from between 1 and 3 minutes usually, but that one weighed in at less than 20 seconds. Scooby-Doo in McDonald's there. For DJ Septic, and the requests are coming in thick and fast. The Flintstones in 60 seconds will be coming right up in hopefully less than 60 seconds. And we still haven't hit those 2 donation amounts. I'm literally sweating here.
hoping that you don't get the clue that the last one was based on comic relief in some way. Obviously more than a hint there. So that's what we're doing for the next half an hour. You're picking the show and therefore you're constructing a playlist out of the files that are located on my rather strange hard drive. What do you think of this Flintstones episode?
The Flintstones in 60 seconds.
Oh, Wilmer, I'm home.
Oh, really, Fred? What harebrained ridiculous scheme have you thought up today?
I quit my job and sold our house and we're moving to Las Vegas.
But what about Betty and Barney?
Well, they're coming with us.
I'm not so sure, Fred.
Oh, hiya, Barney.
Oh, Barney. Wilmer told me about the scheme of Fred and yours. I'm not going to Las Vegas. I won't hear of it.
That's right, Betty. Tomorrow, Fred, you're going to march straight back to that stone quarry and beg Mr. Slate to give you your job back.
I'm sorry, Wilmer. I'm just a big kook. See, Barney? Look where your harebrained schemes have gotten me. Tomorrow I'll be licking Slate's boots and sleeping in Dino's kennel.
Don't look at me that way, Fred. I had nothing to do with it.
Why, I oughta.
More adventures from the Stone Age the same time next week.
Hi, I'm Howard from the Halifax, and I've got something I need to tell you. We're losing our money due to the credit crunch, so send us your savings or we'll give you a punch. Our assets are now the size of a mouse, so pay us your savings or we'll burn down your house. We're begging you please, we're down on our knees. Financially speaking, we have a disease. We are in a pickle, our bank's going under, so tell us your credit and debit card number. Bank with us or we'll get very nasty. And if you refuse, we'll all eat a pasty. Send us your money by registered post, or else we'll kick you behind to the coast. We are a great bank, and I know we'll thrill you. My favourite ice cream is always vanilla. The fact is our assets are not so abundant, and I've just learned I've been made redundant. Screw you, Halifax. I didn't even get a carriage clock. How am I supposed to know what time to sign on? Clock Halifax, go to Bradford and Bingley.
Well, there we are in the early hours of the morning doing this sketchbook marathon, and a whole load of sketches has been picked already. Not the one with those donation amounts on it, though, as of yet. And in the room, who have we got? Well, my intuition was correct, apparently, so we have got Jeff Tracy. DJ Septic is probably still around, and then Planet Texas, who has got a show coming up right after this at 2 o'clock in the morning, our time. I often listen to it, which says something about the kind of day that I have. And also Rodders, who often has a Friday evening show, I've noticed here on oneradio.org. Well, it's completely your show. You can pick anything you want. And of course, it's all for comic relief. There's about 1.5 hours remaining of that on British TV. And there's another 20 minutes or so for you to get your sketch choices in. But right now, there isn't one. Oh, yes, there is. It's just come in. And I can't believe what's happened. Jerry Adams does comic relief. Well, that, congratulations to GT. I now have to pay £25. You've got the top prize. That was the one in particular that I have to, is the top amount. So, that's good intuition. Far, 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 far better than mine. And it'll be coming up after this sketch while I find it. It's Jeremy Vine's last documentary.
On Panorama tonight, are there too many documentaries on primetime television? Are there too many programs that look at the issues that affect us in society today? Should serious documentaries like the ones that I front be replaced by cheap reality television or extra episodes of EastEnders? This is the last ever edition of Panorama, so let's make it special. At the very end of the program, I'm going to blow myself up, and then I'm going to investigate myself and find out why I did it and what motives I may have had.
Get the hell out of my way!
Who the hell are you? An alien?
You're smart, aren't you? Now get out of my way! I've got a galaxy to crush!
You're the worst scum of the universe.
I'll take care of this.
Clear off, junior thing, or I'll eat you.
Go ahead and eat me then. I'm no indigestion tablet, I can tell you.
Oh! The alien gulps you down in one.
Now why do you have to go and do a thing like that? I'm gonna have to kill you now, bro. You just made me partnerless.
but...
Sorry for the foreign visit, but it looks like I'll have to slip.
Helium beats a bomb with so much force that most of downtown Manhattan experiences it like an earthquake in L.A.
Good work, guys. That alien won't be phoning home anytime soon.
Yeah, no thanks to you.
Look into the light, Agent L.
And with that, everyone's memory has been erased about the whole film. And when Men in Black 2 comes out, it has the same story as the original because no one can remember it.
Opening the sketchbook for comic relief. Stop fucking laughing. This is a serious business. Get your requests in now by visiting the chat box or going to the Popcorn Radio group.
Hello, I'm Andrew Marr, and you're watching the TV with me, Andrew Marr, on this celebrity edition of Top of the Pops. Various people will be performing their songs, but we're going to start the night with Gerry Adams, who is singing his new comic relief single, which he hopes will be successful, so take it away, Gerry.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Put him in the longboat till he's sober early in the morning. Take it away with that solo. Thank you, thank you. Hold the applause, please. Thank you very much. Now, I'm sure you're very excited and delighted that I just sang for you. But there's an important purpose behind what I'm trying to sing. This is my new single for Comic Relief. But more importantly, I'm hoping that you'll all go out and buy the single from the shops for just $14.99 for the single to help me get to number one in the charts and increase my celebrity status. Plus, if I get to the top of the charts, I'll become the first politician ever to achieve the feat. So please go out, spend a tiny bit of money for me, I mean Comic Relief, and we'll all have a great time.
Thank you, Gerry Adams. So, we're going to go on to our next celebrity singer.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Well, there you go. The top prize has been won by Jeff Tracy. For Comic Relief, of course, that means another £25 will have to be spent by me and donated to the Comic Relief Fund. So there's only one amount left undiscovered in the entire list of sketches. See if you can find it. Keep playing them, keep requesting them, and I'll have to pay a further £5. Gerry Adams Does Comic Relief was the top amount, and Terry Wogan in his Comic Relief sketch was for £15, the second highest amount. It was won by DJ Vakar before. And one thing that hasn't happened, despite me including it in the show all of tonight, is a song request. You can do that as well. Any particular song you have in mind can also be played out of the thousands and thousands and thousands there are out there. Chart music, film music, game music, dance music, I don't mind, whatever it is. TV themes even. I've got absolutely tons and tons of those. Coming up next, as we don't have a request at the moment, Billy Connolly versus the Queen. Enjoy this one.
Billy Connolly, Meet the Queen. Part 1.
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
Excuse me. Oh, wait, excuse me, are you Billy Connolly?
Yeah, you got it. How did you know? Let me guess, it was my beard with 258 colours on it, wasn't it?
No, it's because you're from Scotland. That's how I recognised you.
Oh, of course, yeah. That's what they all see.
Anyway, me and the lads are getting a few drinks. Would you want to come to the pub with us?
I'm Scottish, therefore I drink. Let's go! I'll drink you under the table.
Okay, let's sit in these seats.
Okay, fine. I'll go and get the drinks. Yeah, can I have 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please?
Wait, I recognise you.
That's what they all say.
You're that footballer, aren't you?
I guess so, yeah.
There you go, mate. That'll be £5.25.
Here's £5. Keep the change. Here's your drink.
Well, it's good that you've made it to our town, Billy.
Thank you.
And the truth is that I've got something that I need to tell you. It's from a secret source.
Go on.
You see, I'm an associate that works with royalty. I got an advanced copy of the New Year's Honours List, and I think you might be quite pleased with the results this year.
Well, yeah, I hope so. I still think the following two people should get knighthoods instantly. Wayne Rooney and Amy Winehouse.
No, I didn't quite mean that, Billy. I meant it for you.
No, never even been considered for it before.
Well, you are quite famous, your achievements are quite extensive, and you might be duly rewarded for it this year, with a CBE.
Does that mean I get to meet Her Majesty?
I would think that it is fairly likely that you should meet the Queen.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so happy I've never met her before. Now listen here, I want to get drunk and celebrate, and I'm not going to leave here till well after closing time.
Well, oh well, in that case, the drinks are on the government tonight. Cheers. More later in the show. Billy Connolly. Billy Connolly meets the Queen. Part 2.
Change the anthem, that's the wrong one, you bloody heck now.
Hey man, but I thought...
Just do it! That'll do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another, and there have been thousands and thousands in her reign, as she's hundreds of years old, another honours ceremony. And please welcome the first honourer with his OBE for services to stuff, Peter Doherty.
Billy, you're up next.
Yeah?
Please proceed with your OBE, Billy Connolly.
I now pronounce you, Billy Connolly, an OBE.
Knighthood. I mean, what's the point of me coming out of drag there? Just f*** you mad old girl. God, I feel so delirious. What are those boys coming towards me? I mean, I'm gonna...
Perhaps with a little hindsight, it wasn't the wisest idea to take Billy Connolly down the pub to tell him about his award. Billy Connolly versus the Queen was an Axe production.
This is Comic Relief and the Sketchbook Marathon Live. And unfortunately, we don't have that particular police track. I don't know why, but I'm going to play another one instead. Another police track, especially for Comic Relief. This is the Comic Relief Sketchbook Marathon Live, after all.
I know a fat old policeman, he's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town. He laughs upon his feet. He laughs at everybody when he's walking in the street. He never can stop laughing. He says he's never tried. But once he did arrest a man and laughed until he cried. And then he shut his eyes. He opened his great mouth. It was a wondrous sight. He said, I must arrest you. He didn't know what for. And then he started laughing until he cracked his jaw. Walking round the town, just shake him by old hen and give him half a crown. His eyes will beam and sparkle, he'll gurgle with delight, and then you'll start him laughing with all his blessed might.
Well, it is completely your show unless I don't have the track. Unfortunately, I don't have the police track anywhere. Probably because I've actually been a rather good person and not illegally downloaded that one in the past. And therefore, I can't access it. But I did play a police song for you. The Laughing Policeman from way back in the 1920s. It's amazing that recorded music was even invented then. I think they just stuck a microphone in front of them and hoped that it would pick it up without distorting. But despite that, that it was still a very, very good song that even my generation can enjoy. Well, it's your show. There's the list of sketches that you can pick from in the Popcorn Radio group. And although there's only about 10 minutes of this remaining, you're still free to go and have a look through those and have another go at another song. I will do my best. Right now, though, this is going to be Titanic in 60 seconds.
Wow, that's a big ship. I think I'll go on that.
Who are you? You look American.
No, I'm Jack from Paris. Can I fall in love with you?
I'm Rose, but I'm a society girl from first class. You have no hope with me.
I think we hit an iceberg.
Oh, don't worry. We hit it in Southampton, but this ship is unsinkable.
But my feet are starting to get wet. I think we're going to go under.
We'd better get a lifeboat.
Look at me. I'm flying.
Quick. There's no time. The ship is nearly underwater. Grab onto some floating flotsam and jetsam.
And don't let go. It's your only hope.
I'll never let go.
Did I mention that I was allergic to freezing cold water? I'm awfully sorry to be rude, but I think I'm going to have to die now.
Oh, Jack, I'll never let you go.
Is there anybody out there?
Come on, let's go. I need to go to New York and grow old, and then look back on this whole thing.
Wasn't that a good movie?
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Yo! I am the Prime Minister.
Yeah! All we are saying,
yeah, that's what I'm saying,
is give war a chance.
Let's go to war, I can't wait.
All we are saying,
I'm with him, obviously,
is give war a chance.
Everybody's talking about the army, the navy, their courage, their bravery, the killing is thrilling and somewhat fulfilling, and the blood is spilling. Am I not the best president ever?
All we are saying,
well, am I?
Is give war a chance.
Absolutely, without question.
All we are saying,
okay, let's go, go, go.
Is give war a chance.
Everybody's talking about Sudan, Iran, Darfur Kabul, Zimbabwe, Harare, and Antarctica. I mean North Korea.
I love you, George. That's kiss.
All we are saying is give war a chance.
I'm so much better than Lincoln.
All we are saying,
who is Abraham Lincoln?
Is give war a chance.
Join me for Teletubbies, Gordon.
All we are saying,
last one's there, hot potato,
is give war a chance.
Mr. President.
Okay.
All we are saying,
I wish I wasn't Scottish,
is give war a chance.
Okay, next week we invade Alaska.
Good idea.
Well, it's nearly the end of the Comic Relief special for Comic Relief Day, which has sprawled from 7 o'clock until about 3 o'clock in the morning here in the United Kingdom. Well, I'm going to take the Peter request and interpret it like this. Can't find any songs with the word Peter in it, but I do know a cartoon character who likes to eat it. Do you remember this?
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started.
to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down.
Help you swallow your pride with nothing inside. Got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip.
When you've got the world on your shoulders,
friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them. They're even there when you want.
For a walk in the park, for a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care.
But friends will care for you.
Wouldn't I make a great ventriloquist? My lips never move.
Opening the sketchbook for comic relief. Stop frickin' laughing. This is a serious business. Get your requests in now by visiting the chat box or going to the Popcorn Radio group. Next on BBC One, you've just heard the Queen's speech. Now it's time for Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen next with Changing Christmas Rooms. I'm Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen, and it's Yuletide. It's a Changing Christmas Room special. I got no presents at all today because I think it's bad for my feng shui. However, this family from Hythe in Kent, who live next door to Michael Howard, think differently. There's pine needles and presents all over the floor, creating clutter the instant the presents were opened. Now we got to tidy it up and change this room. The neighbours are having a surprise Christmas party, and we want to surprise them by changing their room. There, all done. Half an hour's sweat and tears. Now it's time to show the neighbours. So, what do you think? Ah! Now, come on, you can't really hate it that much.
I'm Michael Howard, the former MP, for God's sakes. And my wife has taken an exception to the fact the room is red. We are a conservative blue family. How could you do this? On the 1st of January, I shall be seeing my solicitor forthwith.
And with that, that's enough from changing rooms for today. But remember, always think feng shui, because it's just a paint can away.